foolish, and five were wise. Years ago, one of my friends invited me to a drag car race where I witnessed the enormous power from a car. For those who don't know what drag racers are, they're basically an engine, wheels, and a driver on a very thin stick, and those engines produce about 11,000 horsepower in 4 seconds or less. That's the time it takes the car to run about a quarter of a mile. So I'm watching these races, lots of noise, lots of speed. In one of the races, the Christmas tree lights, that's what they call them, they go green and the cars take off. The lights went green, the cars took off. About 200 feet down the track, one of the car engines blew up and spread parts and pieces all over the track. The problem? No oil. Specifically, no oil in one of the cylinders. The piston got jammed, and nitromethane fuel, which is designed to explode with about 2.5 times net force compared to gasoline, did its explosion, and the engine blew apart. But nobody was called a fool because of the absence of oil in that cylinder. Five were foolish, five were wise. Sometimes people new to cooking forget or miss the directions in the cookbook to say, be sure to make sure that the pan or the plate or whatever it is well lubricated with oil. And well, before you know it, otherwise good vegetables and meat are turned into charcoal. And the problem, no oil. No oil on the pan. But again, nobody gets called a fool for that happening. Five were foolish, five were wise. By now, you probably used a zillion and one different types of hand sanitizer. And you probably discovered that some of those are very cheap. Basically, they're mostly alcohol, a little bit of water, not much else. And they dry out your hands, sometimes to the point where the hands crack, sometimes to the point where an infection can set in, even though it's an antiseptic material. The problem, of course, is no oil. No oil in the skin, which normally lubricates and keeps the skin intact and flexible. And no one would call you a fool for using hand sanitizer in these times, even though it sometimes does something nasty to your skin. Five were foolish, five were wise. In contrast to the stories I just told you, in today's gospel, we hear a remarkable parable that starts out by saying the kingdom of God is like 10 virgins getting prepared for the wedding. And right at the beginning it says, 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. As the story unfolds, we come to discover the extraordinary consequences and costs of being without oil, the costs of being foolish. A door is locked. The foolish ones cry out, let us in. Open the door for us. We're part of this party. Then comes a haunting reply. I do not know you. All because of one little problem. No oil. Can you imagine being in a community of people who you know very well? You go to one of their homes for a celebration, perhaps after a wedding. You go to the door, and you're told, sorry, go away. I do not know you. Ouch. Talk about grief. If this parable was just about missing one party, it would be no big deal. But Jesus, in today's gospel, is telling a parable about missing out on the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, your eternal life. And because it is such a big deal, we might want to consider what the oil stands for in the parable. The oil in the parable story was intended specifically to light the way for someone to a specific celebration, in this case, going to a wedding. It was the custom in Jesus' time, and it was certainly understood that this was an action of service. It wasn't just lighting the lamp, it was a service for the bridegroom, it was a service for the community. to have that oil symbolized always being prepared to serve, no matter what time of day or night, as it is evidenced by those who belong to the kingdom of heaven, us. To have that oil means to be wise and eventually rewarded. The first reading today was talking about that wisdom of being prepared. Second reading about the reward that comes when Jesus comes in glory. To not have that oil symbolizes a life given and devoted to oneself. Never prepared to be of service to others, and definitely not one that belongs to the kingdom of love, the kingdom of heaven. To not have that oil is to be a fool and to be unrewarded. And sadly, there does come a time when it's too late to get the oil. The gospel closing line, "Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour," is an invitation to live a life constantly prepared to serve others, always prepared to do God's will, constantly prepared for the moment when God shows up and asks you, "Where is your oil? Where is your evidence of a life of loving service?" Five were foolish. Five were wise. When you take your last breath, which group will God say that you belong to? For all who are wise, constantly prepared to meet their Creator by living a life of loving service, may God be praised.